We spoke with Christopher Plummer last week and couldn't resist asking the famed stage and screen actor if he ever still sings Edelweiss.
Of course not. Mad.
I had to ask.
Edelweiss. Edelweiss. Every morning you greet me.
Of course, we couldn't resist playing Edelweiss either. A number of listeners wrote in to point out that Christopher Plummer doesn't really sing in The Sound of Music, although, of course, he played Captain Von Trapp. And in a portion of the interview we didn't have time to air, Christopher Plummer told us the story. Did they dub your voice?
They did for the long passages. It was very well done. The entrances and exits from the songs were my voice, and then they filled in. In those days, they were very fussy about matching voices in musicals, and Julie, of course, had been, you know, trained since day one. She was tone perfect since she was in her cradle, which is an exasperating thing to admit. And it was awfully hard to match her and her sustained long notes. So, yeah, they did it very well because it sounded very much like me.
Blossom of snow, may you bloom and grow. And grow forever. Edelweiss, Edelweiss, bless my homeland forever.
The man who sounded so much like Christopher Plummer, if Christopher Plummer could sing, was the late Bill Lee, who was the singing voice of a lot of characters, including a pirate in Peter Pan and a dog in Lady and the Tramp. He also sang for John Kerr, playing Lieutenant Cable in the movie version of South Pacific.
My girl back home, I'd almost forgot. A blue-eyed kid, I liked her a lot. We got engaged.
And was the voice of Yogi Bear in Ashcan Parade.
So give me a day like today for a big parade. Let's have a parade that we can call our own.
And it was Bill Lee's baritone singing this famous phrase as Shere Khan in Jungle Book.
That's what friends are for.
The great and often unsung overdub star, Bill Lee. This is NPR News.